This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Welcome back to Matinee on Air. Jane Matinee, Greg Mach, and Calviente on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call, you can text, you can leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Jabba the Musk continues to actively ruin. You have just about 7 minutes left to text the word tree.
Tree.
T-R-E-E. Text the word tree using the Civic Media app. You have to use the app. So if you haven't downloaded it yet, make sure you do. Go to wherever you get your apps. Search for Civic Media, C-I-V-I-C. Download the Civic Media app. Click on the text button and text in the word tree, T-R-E-E, until noon today. This hour, we're playing for $100 in cash.
That ain't nothing to...
That'd be nice.
Thumb your nose at.
That'd be nice a couple weeks before Christmas.
Yeah.
You also have the chance to win... Depending upon the hour,
yeah.
An overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. And everyone who enters, regardless of whether you win one of the hourly prizes or not, we play at 7, 11, 1, and 4 o'clock hours. Whether or not you win an hourly prize, everyone's in the drawing for 8 grand prizes. And this includes a robot vacuum, a humidifier, some espresso machines, a couple luggage sets, a snowblower. So text in the word tree, T-R-E-E. And good luck, and then be listening for Todd in the 1 o'clock hour for your next shot for our statewide Text to Win grown-up gift list contest.
Nice.
It is 11:53, Calvin. That means it is time for...
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Again, if you have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. Today, Tisbat is... Sleep Tight Edition. Headline reads from UPI.com. Deadly snake found hiding under resident's pillow.
You know.
A professional reptile wrangler. What do you want to be when you grow up? I want to be a reptile wrangler. Was summoned to a home in South Africa after the resident found a highly venomous Cape cobra just laying underneath the pillow on the bed. Stellenbosch Snake Removals posted a video to social media showing the scene that snake catcher Emily Rousseau was confronted with when she was called out to the home. She did remove a highly venomous Cape cobra from underneath the pillow. Not something you want in your bed, says Rousseau. Yes. The African Snakebite Institute describes the Cape cobra as by far our most dangerous cobra, and with the Black Mamba, it accounts for the majority of fatal snake bites in South Africa.
My God. Like, just, you know, under your pillow.
And can you imagine just whipping the covers back?
I'm going to stop you there, Jane. No. No. No.
So when people, you know, people like to complain about winter and, I don't know, mosquitoes and biting flies. And
yeah.
I look at pictures like this and I think, yeah, I'll take that. I could not, I would not.
No,
this goes back to one of our very first This Shouldn't Be a Things.
I'm like looking up right now. We talked about
that was Python related.
Yes, exactly. I thought at first, I'm like, are we repeating ourselves?
Oh, no,
no,
oh, no, no, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no.
There are other snake stories out there. Get that?
I get it. Thank you. You're great.
I just that I know there are people who are big fans of reptiles, have reptiles as pets. I good for you. I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
It freaks me out.
Especially poisonous ones. Like, if I'm going to have a snake, like, I'm a guy, and every guy at one point has said, maybe I'll get a snake.
Did you?
Yeah. But then, like, you know, I don't want a poisonous snake, but then you're also, it's going to be in an aquarium the entire time, and doesn't feel right. And I mean by that is, like, it should be out in the world.
Well, and don't you have to feed them live things?
Yeah, pretty much.
There's that whole aspect too. Which for me would be, even if I could get past the whole creepy crawly thing, the whole feeding of, you know, baby chicks and stuff, I just don't think I could do it.
Yeah, that's the other thing too. I think at the end of the day, it's a pet. You have to feed it with pets.
Essentially.
Yeah.
All right. That wraps up today's episode of...
Ugh. This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Coming up on the show tomorrow, we have a double dose of docs.
Doctors?
Dr. Kristen Lyerly is going to make time for us. She is going to join us tomorrow at 10:33, and we're going to be talking about healthcare charges and hospital bills and how we can fix our broken healthcare system.
Yeah.
Because there was just one healthcare company, not United Healthcare, but it was Blue Cross, I believe, who wanted to start charging people more for anesthesia if the surgery went longer than they expected.
I think that was United Healthcare.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, it wasn't?
No.
Okay.
It was another one. Yeah. So we're going to talk about that with Dr. Kristen Lyerly at 10:33. Dr. Laura Hanks will be here for public cervix announcement, as she always is, on Wednesday. So if you ever have a health-related question, please email that, and we can keep you anonymous. We don't have to talk about it on the air if you would like to converse with her privately. You certainly can. So if you have a question for Dr. Hanks, email that to janesays@civicmedia.us. About 2 minutes and 15 seconds, if you haven't yet, to text in the word TREE, T-R-E-E, using the Civic Media app, your chance at that $100. Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers. Without you guys, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It means the world. I hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share it, even if it's just a little bit. News is coming up next. Keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We will see you tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.